point, I'm just bringing up our checklist for, there's just a couple steps for extending the water and sewer. I know that's the second agenda, but it's all basically the same. To get the preliminary approval is basically a favorable or non-favorable recommendation from the Planning Commission. It then goes to where they say yes or no. And as the preliminary, it doesn't really need to have a lot of information. So review the application, or they get the application from me, basically. I look at it, and then I provide it to you guys, which is why we're here tonight. You get your recommendation, and then you move it forward to the council. Council will say yes or no, and if they say yes, then they move forward with getting more detailed information. It's just, are we in favor of extending the city's water system? It doesn't have, we don't have anything like as far as, they have an idea where they're going to stretch, how far they're going to stretch, where it's going to go to, and maybe potential what type of pipe, but we don't have all the brass tacks, I guess, of everything that needs to be done.
Not at this time, though.
So I would ask David earlier, just in context of the Planning Commission, kind of what aspects we're looking at when we review this, because, you know, a lot of this is public works type of decision for capacity, things like that. And there wasn't really a black and white type answer. Dave and I discussed a little bit on just the land aspects. If you look at least on their sewer, they have two different proposed routes. One is going to kind of follow the train tracks. The big lights, handwritten, black lines. So one follows the train tracks, one comes down Elgin Ave and around. Obviously, one is a closer path, but David and I did discuss there's a lot of restrictions when it comes to doing anything on the railroad with concrete around it. Probably going to be more of a headache for maintenance type things potentially, versus the one coming down Elgin Ave is a lot more loop of space, but possibly more capacity to tie into that. It kind of follows the road all the way around. So those are things David and I discussed today as far as my question of what is the Planning Commission actually. David suggested with this, if we approve or deny this, with our approval giving sort of suggestions or rating. So if we said the railroad is our first choice and the road is our second choice or so on, kind of giving a bit of a recommendation to council of what our opinions are.
No, you're good.
Same thing with water. They water only have one of them there, though, but
I gotta get my orientation, but I'm making everybody sick, plus myself. So yeah, water, it's basically here at these corners. I believe this is where they're going to tie into almost regardless. They have an option of going back and heading to their site. Or sorry, they cross here, or they can go north of the tracks and cross to their actual site's going to be. Outside of what they sent here, there's still thinking of a possibility of following street and then coming back down this way as well. How hard it is, they may use the bridge that's currently crossing Brown's Wash and the train track as kind of like use that ROW right of way to get across all that Brown's Wash train tracks. Yeah, we have these options here. So kind of what Steph was saying, I think we take a look at the options they provided. We either give a favorable recommendation to all the options and then prioritize which one we would rather.
So for
that one's sewer.
Hard to hear, Ken.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Be close to the mic.
What we understand is those water lines in Elgin have a low pressure line. So that's going to have to be upgraded before you can tie into that line if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
So I would say we would prioritize coming off the Main Street line if we move for this and approve it. It would be less expense on the city's part to do that.
Okay. Yeah, there won't really be any, all expenses occurred for these lines will be on to them. Have to upgrade current currently what's there to suit their needs in that one.
They've been reviewed by Brian Bell. I double checked that with David today. That is part of the process, so I'm hoping, assuming that's something Brian would catch is capacity, line size, all that stuff, and divert, even if we give a recommendation based on land use, he'll divert that recommendation based on, obviously, what...
He's aware of this. He's seen drawings, but it's been months. Come to him with questions, where can we... He's been in point of contact for where they can begin before they even did this application.
Could you do me a favor and move the mic closer to Steph?
Yeah.
I'll smooth me.
Okay. It was real bad.
Is it coming on pair or is it coming off there?
I know.
Either one. Both.
So...
Can you hear me better, Ken?
That's way better.
Okay, I was kind of sitting between the two, so now I'm closer to one.
My question would be, is which is more advantageous to the city? If the Elgin line is a low-pressure line and problematic for development of that area in Elgin that has potential development, would it be better to upgrade and increase the pressure on that line so that that development can take place? They're developing their site.
I don't know.
If they're essentially paying for all this, how much, I'll say, right do we have to tell them they have to come one way or the other? Can we give a recommendation, or can they just override that and say, because obviously coming from Main Street, at least on water especially, is going to be a longer line. I mean, we would recommend that for different things of easement and maybe connection later on as development maybe happens along Elgin Ave, but it does require them to put in a longer line, so they can they come back and be like, well, no, we're paying for it.
Yeah, we can't say, we can either just give a favorable and then right now, as planning commission. Council can deny them and say, don't like what their application is, we give a non-favorable recommendation.
So for water at least, this is what they're saying. So we could give a non-favorable to this proposal if we didn't like this one.
But their proposal isn't a single point proposal. It sounds like there's still three options in this.
Well, on water, he's saying they just this is the one.
Yeah, they mentioned...
So that red dot down in the bottom right corner of Elgin, right there, neck there.
Those are fire hydrants.
Okay. But at that corner right there is where they would connect.
Yep. There's existing. There's an existing 6-inch line, I believe. That once actually fed all the way up to this water tank that we've closed off. That line is still actually running under the railroad up to the water tank. Eventually, the city at one point had the right to do so, then they took it back.
What does this utility easement look like on the railroad there?
Like how to get
it? When David and I talked earlier, I told him when I was with Epicenter, we made obviously strategic decisions to pull our utilities as far away from the railroad as possible because of the headache and the cost associated with what their requirements were.
A lot, and they would have to work on getting those themselves. But they haven't really moved forward. They've looked into it. Is Sherry on by chance? She said she's going to look into getting those right-of-ways. That's why after she sent this application, she mentioned if it's possible, maybe just using what the state wrote. But that was after she sent this application. So it's not.
A favorable vote did come in for this one. They're still a long ways from this actually being a reality and may revert back once they realize what a headache that is.
So,
you guys can give a non-favorable recommendation to what we have here. If you want to give a recommendation of what you believe, we can do that as well.
Going at the end of Elgin is the best option. It's closest to if they start right there, no, not the black line. If they go there, I would cross over directly first. And then, let me ask another question. Is that
X side, is that in Green River City still?
It is. Still planning to be within city. Well, they are planning now to be within city.
Okay. Because, I mean, that is one stipulation, is that no water goes out of them, out of Green River
City. Unless approved by council. But yes.
So, allow it to go into to Green County for this development.
I'm glad I don't make those decisions.
Okay. So,
yeah. Yeah, the city limits ends, I would say, something. Yep.
That way you're crossing the cursor.
I would make a motion to move forward with a favorable recommendation. Let's find out.
Kent. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye, Elmer.
Number two, discuss for deny preliminary application for sewer extension for Blackstone Minerals NV LLC. So now
we're before we move on to the water, I think it's pertinent. I mean, I live in all of us, we haul water, we have septic systems, water and sewer there, that if the city were willing to
especially the sewer now. I mean, we do have some water, but it would be so good to have the sewer over there.
So, I mean, you know, I think that in approving or denying things, I mean, I think the city needs to have is good ground. It's a place that possible development, and what's that going to look like in just submitting an application? They don't want to do septic and they don't want to haul water.
I think the water line access is, you know, shows water existing water line there. So, it just has to be flushed out and that's pretty good access to water.
A lot of the times with water, it's people that live right here, but still have to pay $90,000 to move it a couple hundred feet. And then plus they have to put in a hydrant because you have to have one within a 500-foot radius of a home. So there's a lot, so that's kind of what's halted development there. They're not developing in this area, or yes, we would require them to stretch to wherever.
Have to increase it. So.
Yeah, state standard for water main is 8 inches anyway, but they're requesting just maybe 500 gallons a day. I thought it was a week, but it's 500 gallons a day, mostly for
bathrooms,
chemical shower. I can't think of the showers in the bathrooms.
Five employees, industrial average for sanitary water. Oh no, less than one number.
In a mathematical thing,
yeah.
Employee will use 5 gallons per day.
So that's one toilet flush. Oh, but they would still be required to upgrade that to an 8-inch line, right?
Mains have to be 8-inch line. They put in that they connect to, just whatever they extend has to be 8 inches. They don't have to then extend. They have to, depending on fire flows, though.
So with our favorable recommendation still can go to Brian, and he can say this isn't feasible to put water through the highs or low capacity, whatever. So
once they get through this preliminary and they go to the actual details where they get the engineers involved and everybody does those fire flow tests and then they check, it may be denied.
Water, so my question now that we're on number two, if water, that was kind of their one option, why are they looking at multiple options on the sewer?
Possible options for themselves. Normally you would just have one, but in this instance, I would say just prioritize your guys' recommendations. So we have two lines essentially coming, one or, but coming from Main Street. We have it connecting up to where it is near the Super 8 and good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming down Natch Street, down Elgin Avenue, or by Motel 6, coming this way. May go under it again. I think the yellow are
lift stations.
Okay. Yeah. And obviously, those I think those will have to be engineered. These are just ideas.
Right.
So they have this possible line coming from their site, going up this way through Elgin, which helps get sewer to have it, and then pumps it back to Maine. You guys make your own thoughts about it.
I'm getting way ahead of the game here, but that would be a feasible way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to tie it in is to go back like along the tracks and back
The other one is just coming off of Main Street, same thing, looping around on Main Street, using that bridge to cross the river.
Being beneficial at all to
it. Wouldn't be necessarily to Elgin. Option, which I don't think is 100% beneficial either, is bringing it and then the river lagoons. That still doesn't cut through the heart of Elgin property.
So, I'm going across the railroad tracks.
And then, yeah, potentially across the railroad tracks.
Can you go up the...
So, yeah, it would require a permitting process, but they do things across the road.
Running a water line, this military put it when the water, and it was running under the bridge.
We don't necessarily use it right now. We've used it in times of
water
main
leak
somewhere else.
I remember when they were using that.
Always said he would love to just turn that water main line that we have there, which I think is an 8-inch line. He would love to get, love Ken's on. We should get the railroad's approval before we just do water to milky water.
Purposes for the potential to growth in Elgin and the ease of connectivity, I think that is your best option.
And this is where this is the last line of the entire city to our sewer lagoon.
And it's shorter than any of the other options. One or two, it looks like.
And you'd probably have to pump it up to the...
Yeah, but not someone here.
Yeah.
Right.
All of the lift stations that there are in town.
Yeah. And if anybody else was to connect onto that line, you're essentially, that is the furthest point from the lagoons, because it would have to go all the way down, up to Main Street, down Main Street, down Solis. Once you flush the toilet at your house, it'd take days to get there. I put a boat in once and fall.
Did
it buzz your phone too when it went by?
I know how you work.
So I would move to approve with a preference of using the rubber bridge as the access.
Okay. On a list in priority 1 through 5. Yeah, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
I would say 1 and 2 being the one that comes out of Motel 6.
You can make them non-favorable.
So number 1 is
railroad bridge. This is all your motion. Make this
sure.
Official motion.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So number 1 is the railroad bridge. Number 2 is Motel 6. And
we're just catching up before we do the final. Let everybody scribe here. So first and second, all in favor of a first and a second recommendation, and then all the rest are non-favorable. Ken?
Yes, kind of.
What's your question?
And where you want to go with it, but I have concerns, even if the railroad was to allow it, which... I have no idea. I can't speak for them. I didn't work for them. As soon as it's only 8 inches for a sewer line. If you do any development in Elgin and tie onto it, 8 inches is not going to be enough.
All of the west end past the Green River Inn is
left. As a direction, I guess that's what we're just looking at here, is what's the most feasible way to do it. And I agree with that. Along that line, over there, to get across the river there, the river bridge, that's works for me.
I don't believe they're going to reuse the water line. We haven't given them that option.
So
they may
we'll take that as an aye from you, but we'll add your question of water line size into the minutes just there.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and then I will answer with an aye.
Okay. That was fun.
Good luck with that. With 8-inch, just questioning 8-inch capacity.
Appropriate sizing.
Yeah.
To
all I know is there's 8-inch water line. I didn't want to say they're doing that for sewer. Sorry.
Both in Elgin.
Yeah.
In addition to their specific project.
I'll go through the second after preliminary to make sure it's detailed and engineered.
3. Discuss approve and deny subdivision changes mandated by Senate Bill 174.
Here. And I will say, if it wasn't for Todd, I don't think we would be this far, at least with some of the changes done. So thank you, Todd, is what I want to say. Unless you have something else to say, Todd, I think we have our wording as far as what needs to be changed. I believe we have it pretty much done. Todd, you can see on our document some of the things that we removed and replaced. Anywhere that said, well, this one, exemption from plat necessity, this is instead of doing a engineer's plat, we do meets and bounds. We changed it from doing 10 lots to 2 lots. But anywhere where it says the council has to do it, we replaced it or removed it. If it says concept plan, we've changed it to preliminary. We've changed to the final. It is the one that approves the final plan and application. Honestly, there's 4 or 64 changes on here, so you probably might just want to go. We've taken everything you guys mentioned the last 2 meetings and put in here. Does that seem about right, Todd?
Yeah. It looks like it's going to meet the requirements for the state. The whole idea behind it, obviously, is to streamline the process, and that's what you guys have done, and only required what is now allowed.
Yeah. So, I think we're good there. What we are thinking about either now, or we're thinking now, or we can take the time to start carving out an application. I provided Lehigh's application for us to review. If you guys want to, we can start just chopping it up, or we can start from scratch. I think, and to what we spoke about last month, I talked to Kerry Lake, and he didn't know where his application was for Castledale, so I was hoping maybe you had it.
Division?
Yeah. So I looked at other cities, they don't have them yet because they haven't had it approved yet.
We just modified kind of what we've done with Carbon County, just kind of simplified it so we could just have what's required on there. So I can find that and send it over.
Okay. I don't know where you guys want to go with this one.
I think kind of what we discussed of now, anything you find, whether it's that, whether it's Carbon County or anything, to us and the council, taking the time, each of us individually taking time ahead of time to review it, circle what we like, scratch what we don't like, and then come together and do it with the council and just see if we can just maybe go through it and say, yes, in consensus, we don't all want this, or yes, in consensus, we do want this. And then that can give a direction for us together trying to sit down and just take those pieces and build an application off that. I don't want to do, if we're going to work hand in hand with the council on it, I don't want to do too much on our own and then have the council come have differing opinions if we can all just come together, come maybe. But I think if you send a couple examples out ahead of time and tell everybody, do your homework to review these.
And I don't think I got that.
I got the 6-page document here, but the other documents that had all of those changes by Todd.
It was on the same email.
It was on me, but I think I did link it.
I think you linked it again. Or I'll just say where we're at with this. We can kind of talk about application on the next one. So for just looking at the subdivision changes. So yeah, it seems like our feedback last time was just make the changes that need to be made and then some decisions we'd made to make those changes. So do I have a motion? You've kind of reviewed it extensively or not. I did go through and I saw kind of all the edits that Todd had made. Do we have a motion to approve the subdivision changes mandated by Senate Bill 174?
And we don't have to approve them yet. I just put it on.
If you want more time to review.
I need more time to review.
I removed it from just discussion because I felt like we're getting closer.
Either one of them, Tanya. Okay, then.
Aye.
Dustin.
Aye. Yes, aye. Sorry.
Okay, you're good. I'll just roll call and see you guys. So Julie can distinguish you guys. Got an aye from Ken and Dustin. Okay, so we'll table that. So yeah, if you just want to review we'll make sure, if anybody didn't get it, or David can just send it again just to make sure, in an email by itself, maybe just to make sure everybody got it.
It was the...
Oh, gotcha.
Was not, I didn't...
Nice to find some other ones that we could look at along with these.
He created one. I want to see his.
I'll dig through. I thought I sent it to Castle Dale. So I'll find what I have and get it over to you guys. County side, I gotta go find it.
I think what Steph said, I'll just, anyone that's out there right now, I'll
I don't need 30 to read you.
Okay.
I mean, you could do, I'm assuming Lehi's being 6 pages. I didn't go through it extensively, but I'm assuming, yeah, there's just more detail. And if you can find, yeah, here's Lehi's at 6 pages, and if there is any out there yet that are a little bit smaller, having that comparison, because there may be some on a smaller scale that we feel like they're maybe missing something important, so we can bring those together. But if possible, and I can look myself and see if I can help you out with that, if we can find a little bit of a four, this, and then maybe kind of two in the middle or something, that as far as city size.
Are we on four yet?
No, I will kind of, but I didn't. So four, discuss days for workshop meeting with Green River City Council to review subdivision application.
Okay, so I'll say what I for me in a minute. Yes, that makes sense. The application is kind of the council's baby, if you will, no longer able to have final approval or review.
Let them do it then.
It's there. So that's why if you want to find, and we're not setting a day today, I just want to open the question, who's available and when to have these workshop meetings? They have not expressed any dates yet. You guys.
But are they interested, because I'm fine with, like, they come up with their ideas and we review that. Like, I don't want to just put it on them if they don't want to have it, but if they're interested in being kind of the spearhead of this, I'm okay with just reviewing what they come up with as well. I think it takes them down to a room of 5 in drafting this, but...
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
I think you should stay home and be available.
let's take a vote. yeah, I guess throw that back to the mayor or to a few of them or whatever. I'm always a believer that less hands in something is maybe simpler to handle, and if they want to just draft something and then get our feedback on that or just even get our vote on that to accept it or whatever, might be easier than having 10 minds sitting all in the same room trying to give an opinion. Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Taking what already exists and weeding it down to what works for Green River, I trust them in doing that. So I have enough sort of experience through subdivisions that have happened. I know not a lot have happened, but just...
I've had to work on a lot.
Yeah. A feedback of where problems arose that we need to have those questions or those line items addressed in the application.
Okay. That works.
If they want us in the room, great. We'll work that out. But yeah, they may be in consensus to say that 10 people...
Well, I'm happy to help however you need me.
Okay, perfect.
Let them do it as long as they do it right. Okay, number 5. Discuss, approve, deny the consent agenda, which includes the planning and zoning regular meeting minutes, June 18th, 2024. I read them. They were fairly simple and short, so take it from Kim or Dustin, whoever you want. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Dustin?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
All right, do I have anything else before we motion to adjourn?
Question.
Yes.
Is it possible to have the zoning without their sidewalk? That they, you know, they should have put it in technically. It's been done before. People walk to the museum, they walk here. You're the only one that doesn't have it. Could the zoning, whoever, write a letter to Comfort Inn just suggesting that maybe they could consider putting
it in? Yeah, that's all it would be, though. For sure.
I mean, it would just be a letter to whoever their corporate, whoever is, to say, you know, it looks kind of bad. You got this nice grass, and there's a sidewalk on this side, and a sidewalk on this side.
I mean, someone at a higher level may not even realize that is conditions
here. I'm sure
here,
that
so.
That's probably not the thing, and you know, I don't think that that's an issue with, you know, the local people don't have anything to do with those decisions, but I think it's worth just writing a letter, bringing it to their attention, to say, maybe, and the lighting situation, or whatever, we have some
They were out working on the lights yesterday.
All the time.
I did see this morning a couple of the bridge lights are on. I don't know if that means only a couple are working or the bulbs are out on the rest of them. But there were 4 Rocky Mountain Power trucks there yesterday working on those power poles. So we'll give them a little bit of time and see if there's a positive outcome there. And
on that part, lower, but I'm talking about up higher by the Motel 8 or whatever that is up there. If it's even possible to put just a pedestrian cross on the highway.
That's going to be a whole UDOT. That's probably not going to happen clear up there. I think if they did put one, it would be, but I think that's going to be a whole UDOT headache.
It could
be on the city's radar for sure, but yeah, that's going to be UDOT type of thing.
Yeah, city limits. And we have discussed before about the possibility of getting them to lower the speed limit in through the heart of town instead of 40, go 35 through the heart of town.
Discussed before, and what they'll do is they'll do a car count type of thing, and they've said sometimes the result of that will be they'll increase the speed limit. You can't request a lower and have them guarantee they'll lower. They'll do a whole study.
Well, something to just say that it's concerning, because people go through town 50.
That's on your law enforcement. I mean, contact your sheriff there, because
yeah.
That's...
I'd be afraid that they'd raise it.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
I don't want to
lowering the speed limit sign doesn't mean that people are
going to
go even slower than they're already not going. But yeah, I think those are definitely kind of general plan type concerns the city can have. As far as I would imagine, if there was any sort of crossing, just in what I've experienced, it would be closer to like Tamaris area. There's a lot of people that cross right around there.
And they don't understand that you can go underneath the bridge. Most people just
there used to be a sign there.
We can't
that said it. There was to cross underneath the bridge rather than
not handicapped accessible.
Yeah, we can't put the sign there at our correct sizes, so it's
yeah, there's some gnarly steps right there.
We can't move there. I think there was a reason that you can't say, hey, cross here instead, because it's not up to code.
If I crossed there and I fell down those steps, I could come at you or something.
Yeah, and then same thing with, like, say,
and it's not handicapped accessible.
Yeah. We can't tell you how to get to the stones up here because you're going to trespass.
Cross the railroad.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We don't have it.
So the other question is that I've heard, and I don't have any idea, is there supposed to be a train speed limit?
Fast as they can stay on the rail.
Well, and in bicycle, that's sometimes the way it is.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. I'm just asking because somebody mentioned that they're on through town, but I don't know if that's actually the case. And sometimes the train, because of the crossing, Belgian crossing there for at least an hour, but it's a good thing you can go around on the interstate because it's blocked. So those are just railroad issues. I'm just asking. I have no idea.
Okay.
For railroad people.
So I think the lighting and the crossing issues are definitely just something the city can just have sort of
I think
in
the
there.
And
the rules that need to be taken to the mayor, it's kind of nothing we can do anyway.
They'll be in our minutes. You can come back to them. And
so I have a follow-up on a previous discussion that we've had, and that was and debris and not upkeeping your yard.
Yes and no. I mean, yes. It was not the cause at all, so it didn't originate in any of that. It hindered a little bit of the firefighting, for sure. It wasn't a cause or a direct contributor to this one.
I agree, but
I would say, yeah, it hindered direct access to it, for sure.
I would say talk to your mayor on this one.
Did the letter go out?
The letter
came in the mail today.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
No, I no. It's something that I haven't been able, and I'm treading lightly. I haven't been able to get enough traction to make it feel comfortable that I can pursue these further than please clean up your house. I believe, sadly, with the last 4 fires throughout town, we have a lot of backing from the council and the mayor after some of these more egregious issues for whether it's I would love for you guys to go talk to him. The mayor said why he mentioned his office hours the last council meeting. So I think just getting enough people to speak to the mayor and the council member that I can do my job easier.
About that, the fire cleanup. So now we've got two totals. Possible that the city offer one dumpster or something? I mean, I don't have any idea.
We're looking at options. It might not be specific to the people that have impact fires. It may be selected areas around town through either a monthly or quarterly cleanup or either dumpsters or working with the city crews to come by. We haven't really worked it through. We haven't figured out Brian's team can spare. The logistics of it all we haven't figured out. But that's an idea.
They
had any. They don't have any, insurance.
Two out of the three will likely have some sort of insurance coverage on them, and yeah, that'll be worked out with insurance on cleanup of that. A third one.
Want to join Board of Adjustment?
What's that?
Do you still want to join Board of Adjustment?
Still looking.
Do I have a motion? Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay, yeah. Two. Dustin.
Is that Dustin?
Yeah. All right,
we could wait, we could delay that and have his official nomination for the Board of Adjustments in minutes.
Thank you, everybody.
Prestigious position.
Open to bribes and everything.
Is 16 feet enough between structures and like near fire? It is if there's no trash.
I was going to say, it could have been with no hazards. I think that was really,
what really...